Happy Monday, and where to begin on a very busy, busy night here on Sportsline on WBAL. Well, I'll tell you where we'll begin. We'll begin with the Ravens 2013 draft and their director of college scouting, Joe Hortiz, who joins us now. Joe, congratulations. How are you?
I'm great, Brett. Thanks. I appreciate it. Fun 3 days, and really excited about all the guys we added to the team.
Well, let's talk about some of them. Let's start with day three, because we have had an opportunity to talk about Matt Elam, Arthur Brown, and Brandon Williams. Let's start with the overall draft, though, looking back. And do you feel that, were you surprised in any way with the guys that fell to you in each round and how it all ended up looking back?
Yeah, you know, the guys we took on day three, we had strong value in terms of where we selected them, where we had them placed on our board. The pick number versus the actual where they ranked with the Ravens board. And, we feel like we got a lot of, just as a whole, not to single any of them out, but really every one of them, we feel like we got really good value with where we were selecting every one of those players.
Joe Hortiz, the Ravens director of college scouting, with us here on BAL. Let's get into some specifics here. Fourth round pick, John Simon from Ohio State. You see him as an outside linebacker or a tweener, correct?
We definitely drafted him as an outside linebacker or to play outside linebacker. He's not a defensive end as the way we play our scheme. Just doesn't have the size and the frame. Definitely look at him all along as an outside backer. Also feel like he can potentially move inside as a Mike or a Will. Probably more of a Mike in the way we play our two backer positions inside. But what he is definitely is a competitive, tough football player with the right makeup and right intangibles. He's a leader. Tireless work ethic, commitment to the game, coaches there. There's been a lot of YouTubes that have been played and seen, and you can't find a person on that staff to say a negative thing about him as a football player or a person. And when you put on the film, just high motor guy who's tough, rugged, and intelligent, instinctive football player.
Now, Kyle Juszczyk from Harvard, tight end in the Ivy League, 12th all time in conference history in touchdown receptions. That tells you something about athleticism and hands, but you see him in the NFL just 6'1" as more of a fullback or H-back.
Yeah. You know, when he was over there at Harvard, they used him primarily as a tight end in their scheme, but what they do with their tight ends, they flex him out, they play him in the slot, they put him actually as an H-back, an offset tight end, and they'll motion him across and let him lead up on some of their counter plays. So he's had a little bit of that lead-type blocking in college, and then he went to the Senior Bowl and he played more of a traditional fullback there, and you got a chance to really see how he'll transition to that position in the NFL, and he did a great job there in Mobile during his time down there. And you see enough of it on film where he's given the opportunity to block in line, where you feel really confident that he can make the switch to a full-time fullback role.
Well, you replace Matt Burke's Harvard degree with Juszczyk, who is an economics major at Harvard. That's not normal for an NFL player.
No, you know, Harvard, you don't get a lot of economics, especially Harvard economics degrees in the NFL. So we're getting a very bright, intelligent football player, definitely.
All right, what about these offensive linemen, Wagner from Wisconsin and then Jensen from Colorado State Pueblo?
Yeah, starting with Ricky, guy who our area scout, Milt Hendrickson, had really liked, identified him last spring as one of the top offensive linemen in the Big Ten in his area, and he held true throughout the fall. Big guy, he starts the left tackle for Wisconsin. He's played right tackle in the past. We feel like he's going to come in and be a tackle, but he also has the ability to move inside to guard. He's got the frame and ability to hold up inside versus those big deep tackles. Really excited to get him. He's a guy who's definitely been versatile over his career, obviously playing both tackle positions, and we feel that he's got the versatility to move inside as well.
What about the wide receiver from Eline, 6'2", Aaron Mallett?
Aaron is a guy who over his career has been very, very productive. He's been a 3-year starter there at Eline and has caught, I think, 44 touchdowns well over 4,000 yards receiving. So been very productive in one of the strongest conferences in 1AA. And one of the things about Aaron is it's not just, you know, 1AA that he's done that against. He's played some 1A schools over his 3 years. Vandy comes to mind last year in 11 where he was going up against, at times, Casey Hayward. He played their other corner as well. But he had a very, very productive game against Vandy as a junior. I think he had 180-some yards receiving, 2 touchdowns in the game. So very productive players, caught a lot of touchdowns. big athlete. You know, he's over 6'1", 6'2", type guy. He's 200 and in the teens, he can get up to 220. So he's a big man with good with feet that aren't a big man's feet. He can move his feet off the line of scrimmage and then routes, and then after the catch, he's got a little bit of make, miss, and shake to him.
Joe Hortiz, the Ravens director of college scouting, with us here on Sportsline for another couple of minutes here. And Joe, looking back, do you feel really good about this whole draft and kind of the new pieces into the Ravens puzzle overall? I have to say, there are a couple of things that jump out. When you look at Elam and Brown, both have brothers in the NFL, both were captains of their college teams. You draft three small school guys of the 10, and a lot of guys, when you hear, when you read the bios and stuff like that, they are deemed, quote-unquote, undersized, and a lot of guys who maybe come in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, there's nothing, you know, never a bad thing to take captains, certainly. And that's what we tried to identify. A lot of the guys that we picked may, you know, are either captains or defined leaders on their teams. And, you know, obviously, you in schools that only just do one or two captains, they may not be the guy, but they're one of the guys. They're on the leadership councils. They're vocal guys within the locker room. They're guys that the staff identifies as one of the bread and butter guys and the bell cow type guys. So from a leadership standpoint, we feel like we really got, you know, really 10 picks that have been in that role and been leaders on their teams. From a small school perspective, you know, we've had a lot of success recently with small school players. We're certainly not scared of small school players when you look at guys like Joe Flacco and Ladarius Webb and the success we've had there. So, it's, you know, we try to, our scouts do a great job identifying good football players at any level.
And finally, like Joe, when are you going to get to work on your 2014 draft prospects?
We actually start this week. I'm putting together the list of schools for the scouts to look at, and they'll get cranking on. They'll probably take a week and a half or 2 weeks to spend a little time with their family, but then they get rolling on it middle of May, and we get done that middle of June.
Amazing. Joe Hortiz, the Ravens director of college scouting. We'll go get some sleep yourself. We really do appreciate you coming on tonight.
Oh, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Joe Hortiz, the Ravens director of college scouting. Much more to get into tonight on Sportsline.